Blog Talk Radio.
Got it? Good. Enough said on that. We'll find the tips and bring them in.
And he'll tell you all you need to know about what we could get ready to do. Remember one thing, we're going to do the daylight saving time. All broadcasts is on the internet, although classes have started from Alden, 6 and 9 camp at 6 o'clock. But coming on these networks will be 7:15. You got it? Good. All 6 locations, 7:15 will be the Friday night broadcast because it starts when the sun starts setting on down. And we got to line up now with this book. Enough said. I'm going to bring him in. He'll give you all details. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother Seed Royal, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Okay, well, we got a fine Saturday audience. All the spots are filled, 195 international countries in the room. On the international side, it's flashing 103-142. Take it from there, Mr. Tibbs. All right, and Brother Yak guy, he getting all warmed up, pulling them books out, all the camps is setting them books out, getting ready to get something going on, and that's what I like. Everything in place for the 6th Anointed Camp to put a massive whooping on the known world, and thus says Yahuwah. Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Take your time. Bring your A-game. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's class, which is pretty acceptable, I would say, of 103,149 people that want to hear the words of Yahuwah, which is a good thing. And before we get started, we're going to elaborate a little bit on the Portugal slavery that you were mentioned about the other day. Now, this is a very detailed article. In order to get the entire contents of this article, it's going to have to be given to the audience in a few parts. Because if you do your homework, Seedwell, you'll find out that all the information that was given you about the Portugal slavery was correct. So we will start off with the first portion of this, which I'm going to mention before we actually get into our program. They've already said this article is factual, very factual and accurate. But it's already disputed, as you can imagine. A lot of other companies had disputed factual things to keep themselves from being slanderized. But to start, slavery in Portugal had occurred since before the country's formation, during the pre-independence period. Inhabitants of the current Portugal territory were often enslaved and enslaved others after the independence. During the existence of the Kingdom of Portugal, the country played a leading role in the Atlantic slave trade, which involved mass trade and transportation of slaves from Africa and other parts of the world to American continent. Slavery was abolished in Portugal in 1761 by the Marquês de Pombo. After the abolishment of slavery in Portugal, the Portuguese slave trader turned to the clients in other countries where slavery was not yet abolished, predominantly to Brazil. However, slavery within the African Portuguese colonies was only abolished in 1869. Portuguese involvement in slavery in its colonies continued into the 20th century. As for the Atlantic slave trade, this actually began in 1444 A.D. when Portuguese traders brought the first large number of slaves from Africa to Europe. 82 years later, in 1526, Spanish explorers brought the first American slaves to settlements in what would become the United States. Now, the black slaves, American slaves prior to 1441 were predominantly Berbers and Arabs from the North African Barbary Coast, known as the Moors, to the Liberian. They were typically enslaved during wars and conquests between Christian and Islamic kingdoms. The first expedition of the sub-Sahara Africans were sent out by Prince Enfity D. Henry Q., known commonly today as Henry the Navigator, with the intent to probe how far the kingdom of Moors and their powers reached. The expedition sent Henry came back with African slaves as a way to compensate for expenses of their voyages. The enslavement of the Africans was seen as a military campaign because the people that the Portuguese encountered were identified as Moorish and thus associated with the Islam. The Royal Chronicle Gomes Inez de Zura was never decided on the Moorish of the slaves brought back from Africa due to the seeming lack of contact with Islam. Slavery in Portugal and a number of slaves expanded after the Portuguese began exploring the sub-Sahara of Africa. Slave trades in sub-Sahara Africa began in the 1430s and the 1440s as war campaigns. But this period was short-lived. The Portuguese quickly transpositioned into a trade network with African nobility and slavers. Prince Enfity de Henriqueux began selling African slaves in Lagos in 1444 and in 1455. Pope Nicholas V gave Portugal the rights to continue slave trade in West Africa under the provisions that they convert all people who were enslaved. The Portuguese soon expanded their trade along the whole west coast of Africa. Enfity de Henriqueux held the monopoly on all extensions to Africa granted by the crown until his death in 1463. Afterwards, any ship sailing for Africa required authorization from the crown. All slaves and goods brought back to Portugal were subject to duties and tariffs. Slaves were baptized before shipment. This process of enslavement, which was viewed by critics as cruel, was justified by the conversion of the enslavement to Christianity. Well, the high demand for slaves was due to a shortage of laborers in Portugal. Black slaves were in higher demand than the Moorish slaves because they were much easier to convert to Christianity and less likely to escape. Although it was more expensive to purchase a slave than it was to employ a free man, the sparse population of the lack of free labor made the purchase of slave as a necessary investment. The number of black slaves in Portugal given by a contemporary account argued that Lisbon and the colonies of Portugal an average a maximum of 10% of the population between the 16th and 18th centuries. But these numbers are impossible to verify. Most slaves in Portugal were concentrated in Lisbon, to the south of Algarve. The number of black slaves brought to Lisbon that was sold cannot actually be known. This is because the record of both royal institutions were responsible for the sale of black slaves. Well, they say they were damaged during an earthquake in 1755. That's why they didn't have any good records in Lisbon. And the fiscal records containing a number of sales of these companies were destroyed. The records of the Royal Chronicle, Zura, claim that 927 African slaves were brought to Portugal between 1441 and 1448. An estimated 1,000 black slaves arrived in Portugal each year afterwards, and a common estimate that's around 2,000 black slaves were in Lisbon annually after 1490. Well, as I said, this goes on to be quite lengthy. And so we will probably give you this information in parts, and maybe some of our other members may add unto it, as we usually do. But hearing that and understanding what we just said, we welcome and thank all of you, which came to hear the things that most of us here can understand and some listening never can. And I always say, That's without proper teaching. Because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures, there are those out there that camouflage evil teaching for righteous learning. And we verify that by looking in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12 to 15. 12 says, "But what do I do that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, and there wherein the glory that they may be found as we?" 13. "For such are false apostles, deceivers, workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahuwah, the Son." 14. "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." 15. "Therefore is no great thing if his minister also be transformed, as the ministers of righteousness, who shall be according to their works." Well, we are doers of Yahuwah's works and follow Yahuwah's word and his teachings. Because, as I said before, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Yahuwah over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahuwah is against them that do evil." 13. "And who is he that will harm you if he be followers of that which is good?"
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of us here that come for the good of Yahuwah's word. We receive it, commend it, and add unto it. And some cast the same word we listen to behind their back, which is not so good for others learning the words of Yahuwah. So at that point, we're here at another meeting for Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek and found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, which our current times have changed due to daylight saving times. Friday's class will be starting at 7:15 to 10:15 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Saturday, the bottom part of Sabbath, the temple class is at 12 p.m., and the online class is at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big iron, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time, such as now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words on the search line. Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you will be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael @gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Well, at this particular point, we are asked that please do not call any previous numbers for the seer during program time, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. And we have a few verses in the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, it says, "Answer not before they have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other verse comes in the book of James, looking at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." So please take heed for not calling the previous numbers for this year during program time. But we still have those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And it would seem to me they just ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, we find it necessary to mention, do not contact the seer direct for voicemail, as mentioned before, email or text. He is generally pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running a memo show, as we've seen on multiple occasions. Also, looking at the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man. And mostly important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, as you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of this program, you can always listen to the entire show, usually at 9:15, except for Fridays. Due to the daylight saving times, it will probably be repeated like 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, write on the search line. Type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. And choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. Another note for the members out there listening to our program. We're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today is another day that we're trying to pass out as much information as we can. And each and every time we get to this program, that's what we do. Pass out lots of information about Yahuwah's word. And we have a lot of people that listen, commend what we say, add unto it, only following by certain people, casting the same word behind their back. They just want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, want to be a deceptive listener. And when you look, they're flipping in the pages of the Bible to look like they're paying attention. But when you call them to speak, they're completely lost. They have to remember, there were only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Riley created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've done more, even 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Remember what was said earlier about Matthew 19:26? 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we ask that you keep your Bibles open where you can continue to learn Yahuwah's word. Because when a teacher's teaching, remember, he always has to show worthiness. Because the teacher that opens the door for his students has to walk through the same door himself. So at this time, we'll ask you to keep your Bibles open, and we'll pass our program back to our seer Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, must kill that next part again. And that's what it's all about. Number one thing, it's top part of Saturday. See, Royals, all six locations open. And then we come on live on the network at the all the camps open up around about 6 o'clock, but daylight saving time is on the network at 7:15. So, Yahuwah, I'll be with you all. And we just gonna throw a few verses out here. We're going to turn over to the lead teacher. All the camps is open. Remember, find out where you're located at. Call the international line and get in where you fit in at and some dust to add y'all. All right, X, we'll catch you on the second part, Mr. Tip. So we're going to see if we find Sister G Israel and bring her in. And we'll throw out a few verses here and then we'll ride shotgun for the rest of the weekend, no doubt about it. So when you meet your sister, Sister G Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah,
Yahuwah be with you, Steve Royal. Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Steve Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah, that's Sister G Israel. We're just going to get around and do something here. Let's lay a little groundwork down, and then we're going to get out the way and ride shotgun. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and see what it's saying there, Sister G Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. So we're going to take a look at some because we got a memo showing that we got a problem with this verse right here. And we're going to see if we tie it in. But we'll kind of run all the way with the book of Acts. Let's look at Acts chapter 10. Let's find out something in Acts chapter 10. Sitting on the camp, listen real good what Acts chapter 10 says. Now, once we're going to fast forward to Acts chapter 10, and we're going to look at a verse and see exactly what's going on with this verse by investigating the verse. Acts chapter 10, what do it say? Omega 11. Make it Acts chapter 11. What do this verse mean in Acts chapter 11, verse number 19? G Israel? Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Let's throw this verse out here and see what was going on with it. Come on.
Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto polluted words Jews, for Yahweh Judah only.
So the one that was scattered and the one that had the knowledge of Yahweh's word, they were looking for the one that was scattered. And who can we read was scattered? So they left to go teach the word of Yahweh to those that are scattered. I wonder who is that we can read that was scattered? Let's go to James chapter 1 and find out who is this was scattered. So you telling me the one that learned and knew the word of Almighty Yahweh, they left breaking out running to look for the one that was scattered to teach them the word. You know, that sounds like voices of a true Israelite today, huh? Let's even say in James 1:1 of those that were scattered.
James, chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of Yahweh the Father and of Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting.
Oh, so you were to the 12 tribes that were scattered. So the word got to go to the 12 tribes that were scattered. And who are these 12 tribes? When you go and look at Psalms chapter 119, verse 104. Let's look at Psalms 119, 104 there, Sister G. Israel. Let's find out a little bit more about who was scattered.
Psalm chapter 119, verse 104. Psalm chapter 119, verse 104 reads, through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Oh! If you don't go in the Bible and find out who is scattered, you're going to give your opinion, and that ain't going to cut it. So you got to use the precept and find out who is scattered.
Yeah.
Because everybody of Southern Kingdom left out, although there was a part of persecution.
Yeah.
But they still look for the ones that were scattered.
Yeah.
Let's go to the book of Hebrews, a little title called Hebrews. And let's see what Moses said, and Paul is rehearsing the righteous act to Moses about what Moses said in the book of Hebrews, little title called Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. Listen good.
Hebrews, chapter 11. Verse 24 and 25. By faith, belief in the covenant, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
So Moses rather be afflicted to remain up under the banner of the 17 nations. He chose to be with the people of who, Sister G? What their name? What did he say?
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? The people of Yahuwah. So, you know, we're supposed to suffer, chose to suffer to make sure we remain upon the people of Yahuwah. They said Moses said that. Now, let's put a name on it by a precept in your Bible in 7:23 of Acts. Who are these people of Yahuwah? So that this is how you take care of business. And remember, you're going to have to soundly come and sit up under the anointing of the six anointed camps. Because the peoples were scattered was the peoples of Yahuwah. And Moses went to visit them. Acts 7:23, what's their name?
Acts chapter 7, verse 23. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his mind to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
Oh, so the one is the people of Yahuwah. They are who?
The children of Israel.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible told that itself? The people that is scattered, the people of Yahuwah is the who?
Children of Israel.
I can't hear you. The children of Israel.
Children of Israel.
All right. Let me hear you raise that level up, because now you feel we're doing some high horse teaching right now. Back up to 11 chapter. Now imagine you was reading this verse. Now in St. John 11, verse 52, we want to hear you soundly take care of business with the foundation we already got. We want you to soundly go in the book of St. John chapter 11 and read verse 52, but don't spare no prisoners on thus says Yahuwah. Let's see what you come up with there, Sister G. Israel. Come on.
John chapter 11, verse 52. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of Yahuwah that were scattered abroad.
Oh, come back with that again there, Sister G. Israel. I thought you'd been swinging for a home run on that one. Go back and read one more time. Look at it real carefully. What do you see in that that we have laid the foundation on? St. John, chapter 11, verse 5-2. Bring it again.
And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together the scattered in one, the children of Yahuwah, the scattered of the 12 tribes of Israel that were scattered abroad.
Yeah, that's all right. So why did you say that? Let's run back over to Acts chapter 7. The reason why you said that boldly, Sister G. Israel, because you already had the big club already behind your death in 7:23. We already had it there in Acts 7:23 to insert that in there because you already had Acts 7:23. Is that right? What did it say in 7:23?
Acts chapter 7, verse 23. And when he was 40 years old, it came into his mind to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
Oh, so the children of Israel is the people of Yahuwah that is scattered. See, we dropped that in at 11:52. And when they say it's not in there, and you back up and say, yes, it is in there. Because Moses visits the children of Israel. Yeah. And that's how you recognize who on the scene
or priest
or to Israel. Now, let's run over here, get one more scenario, and we don't get out the way. So we find out, now we know the persecution of the children of Israel that was scattered. That's where they went to teach, when we read it over there in 11, verse 19. Now we're going to back up to Acts chapter 8 and pick it up verse 26. Let's read a little bit and let's find out something. Acts chapter 8, pick it up verse 26. Listen good. Now we're going to bring out something by connecting the books. Acts 8, and we'll read a little bit until we get our point. Let's read down to verse number 31. Listen good. Acts 8, 26 down to 31. Listen good.
Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 31. Verse 26. And the ministry spirit of Yahuwah spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem, polluted for land of Shem, Yahuwah Judah, unto Gaza, which is desert. 27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia.
And
eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had it come to Yahuwah Judah for to worship. 28, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the seer. 29, then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join yourself to this chariot. 32, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah and said, Understandeth you what you readest? 31. And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. 32. The place of the
That's
scripture,
it. That's
which...
It. Hold on. 31, that's it. That's it, 31. So he said, we see you reading, and who was this guy again that was reading? He was reading, and what did the Bible say this guy were? We're going back and see what the Bible say he was a what in verse 27? Just read the way you see it, because we're going to go in on... take care of business for the six of on the count. In verse 27, who was this guy in verse 27?
And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge.
Oh, right there. Mm-hmm. So, and he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia polluted for Cush, and he was a eunuch of great authority up on Queen David, the queen of Ethiopia polluted for Cush. Okay, good. Now, let's see if we break this down. Remember, they say he was a eunuch. That's the key word. The key word, the precept, is he was a eunuch. He was a eunuch of great authority up on the queen. Otherwise, he had his hand on the purse string of those that was in Cush. But he was coming to a southern kingdom to worship. that was going on here. Let's go to Isaiah 56, 1, 2, and 3. Let's find out why was he coming from Cush to worship in Southern Kingdom. Let's find out by precept in your Bible in Isaiah 56, 1, 2, and 3. Let's find out what was he working with. Isaiah 56, 1, 2, and 3. Then we'll read 5 through 8 after I expound on verse 3. Isaiah 56, 1, 2, 3. Israel, come on.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1 through 3, and the verses 5 through 8. Verse 1. Thus saith Yahweh, keep you judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. 3. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
Hold that point right there. Five. Right there. You find out right now, this unit is coming to worship at Southern Kingdom.
Yeah.
This unit is coming all the way to Southern Kingdom to worship because he found out by coming there, he's going to receive a what in verse 2? A unit. What do you got coming in verse 2?
Blessed is the man that doeth this.
Do what?
And the son of man, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil.
Ain't that something? You mean this man coming all the way from Cush to get there to the Sabbath claim? Is that what the man doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? He's in the unit. Mm-hmm. He coming all the way from Cush to get to the Sabbath class. Because he know if he get there, he up on the what? Out of verse 2, the one line?
Mm-hmm. Blessed is the man that doeth this.
Ain't that something? You mean this is not a punishment? If you keep the Sabbath day, you're going to what?
Bless
you. The man, you see what's going on here? Verse 4, listen good. Verse 4.
4. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant.
You mean the Sabbath day is a covenant and Yahweh kicked in to that eunuch that come out of? I'm going to put a blessing up on him because the Sabbath day when the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday, this brother, you know he has to leave a long time to get here, to get where he got to get to. Ain't that what's going on, brother? Y'all down here?
That's right.
That was going on here. He getting there to keep the Sabbath day because he wants a blessing.
That's right.
Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
What happened in verse 5? 5 down to verse 8. Listen to it now.
Verses 5 through 8. Even unto them will I give in my temple and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. 6. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, 7. Even them will I bring to my righteous mountain and make them joyful in my temple of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my temple shall be called a temple of prayer for all people. Yahuwah, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him, besides those that are gathered unto him.
You mean the outcasts of Israel?
Yes.
So what was that unit was? What was he?
Outcasts of Israel.
Outcasts
of Israel. And he came to keep the Sabbath day. He wasn't worried about COVID-19, 2021, 2022. He knew if he kept the Sabbath day, he up on all blessings. And not all that, let's get one more in. Now let's go and find out in Zephaniah. What else did he do? Zephaniah chapter 3, 8 through 10. Listen real good now. Zephaniah chapter 3. 8 through 10. Now he coming to keep the Sabbath day. Remember, he was a big dignitary up on the Kush. He was in control of all of their money. He was the money man.
Yeah.
Now let's see, come from Kush, what else did he do? Zephaniah 3, 8 through 10. Listen good.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. Therefore, wait you upon me, says Yahuwah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. 9. For then will I turn to the people and people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahuwah to serve him with one consent. 10. For beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, polluted for Cush, by the supplant, even the daughter of my dispersed shall bring mine offering.
You mean this man came all the way from Kush to keep the Sabbath day and done what? Mm. What are you doing by sin? Mm.
Shall bring from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed shall bring mine offering.
This man came to bring the offering to the temple. This man came from Kush to bring the offering, and we got the PayPal account. All you got to do is go on your computer and plug it up.
Yeah.
This man risked coming from Kush all the way over to Southern Kingdom and got Queen Daisy's money, got all the ones that understood that, had all that money, bring it to the Southern Kingdom, and we got a PayPal account waiting on you to follow the Bible. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
Is that what the man doing in verse 10?
Yeah, right.
He come to worship, and plus he bringing the money. Is that what the man doing?
Yeah.
Read that verse 10. I'm that happy.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, Kush, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed shall bring mine offering.
Didn't we read that?
Right.
Huh? Didn't we read that with children of Israel?
That's right.
And then, didn't we read it?
Somebody put it on in there.
11. No. In that. Just give me a bottom part of 10. He coming there. He wasn't worried about who's to the left, who's to the right. He was bringing in what? What was he bringing in verse 10 in the last two verses?
Shall bring mine offering.
Ain't that something? He was bringing the offering to the temple, keeping the Sabbath day, one word about who to his left, to his right. He knew the Sabbath day, the sun going out on Friday, and he was bringing that money in to give to the southern kingdom because maybe they need a radio station, land, school, and banquet hall. Huh?
Yeah.
Land, school, banquet hall, radio station.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on here? That's how it's going to happen, y'all. That's the way it's going to happen. And that's why we created the PayPal account. Those all over the world, hit that PayPal account.
Yeah.
Isaiah 58, 12 through 14, the closing statements of the Israel. So you see what's going on here? It's written what to do. If you want Yahuwah to be in your life, then do Bible. Now you got the PayPal account to go to on your computer and hide behind the curtain. This man risked coming out of Cush all the way to the southern kingdom to bring the offering for the Sabbath day because they probably needed something to do to keep that temple up. We need radio station, school, temple, and a land to grow our food to feed ourselves. Hit that PayPal account in a hurry. What did it say over here?
Isaiah chapter 58, verses 12 through 14. And the days that shall be of you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my righteous day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the righteous of Yahuwah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14. Then shall you delight yourself in Yahuwah, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Israel, your father. For the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it.
Do you believe the Bible? That's what the man said. If you do the Bible, you come out of captivity. As long as you keep on doing your own thing, you will remain where you at. Yahuwah ain't going to accept you. Has stepped. This man risked on his own to come from Cush to bring the offering to the temple, and we have a problem even going to the PayPal and hitting that. You can hide behind the curtain and go to the PayPal and hit it. And that right there be a fever.
That's right.
You can hide behind the curtain and do it. Huh? Did you scared of COVID-19, 20, and 21? Hit that PayPal and get the blessing of thus says Yahuwah for temple, land, school, and banquet hall.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Sister G, Israel, close the statement on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Sirius, for connecting the books and see royal. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right. Don't be a congregation of the dead. All you do is see what the Bible says do, and do what the Bible says.
Do it.
Mr. Tillis, come bring back in, get your final thoughts, and we're going to turn on to the lead teacher. We're going to find Mr. Tillis and get his final thoughts and thus says Yahuwah, and over to the lead teacher, and that's the way it is. If you want the blessing of Yahuwah, just do the Bible. Mr. Tillis, what's your final thoughts and thus says Yahuwah? You're going to flop, come on. What you saying, WCB? You saying Mr. Tills would not speak behind what you just got through saying. And on that note, we'll bring Brother Yahdai Israel in then. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Father Yahweh Israel. Yahweh be with you and see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. See you right. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right, we had another top part of Yahweh Sabbath day. I got to put my disclaimer on the table. This is Yahweh doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. It's given us another privilege to get a little bit closer to heaven. That's exactly what we better be doing, right? He made a statement. Let me see if I can pull it out right quick before I even give you some loot. Go to the book of Malachi right quick. Yahweh made a statement in the book of Malachi. If I can pull it out. Book of Malachi, Mother Israel, see you right. Let's look at verse number 7. So Malachi chapter 3, verse number 7. Of the Israel, see you right here.
Gonna have the name on the tip of their tongue, right? Verse 17. verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
For in the division of the nation of the whole earth, he set a ruler over every people.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel is Yahweh's portion.
So Yahweh got him a piece of the pie, right?
Yeah.
And he put the name Israel on it. Israel is his portion.
Yeah.
So let's see what he did for Israel in verse 23 to 25. Let's see where how he dealt with Israel.
Verse 23 to 25.
26.
Mm-hmm. Verse 23. Afterwards, he will raise up and reward them.
Uh-huh.
And render their recompense upon their heads.
So he said, afterwards, he's going to raise up. He's going to reward them. He's going to recompense their reward upon their own head. He's going to render their recompense upon their own head. Verse 24.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
But unto them that repent.
But unto them that repent.
He granted them return.
But unto them that repent. For the one that he say return unto me is the one that do what?
Return.
That repent.
Why
that repent? He granted them a return, right? Go ahead.
And conform. And
comfort it.
Yeah. Those that failed in patience.
Verse 25. Uh-huh.
Return to unto Yahweh.
Turn unto Yahweh and do what?
And forsake your sins.
He said, and forsake your sins. The mother, all that, Mother D of Israel, let's get the biblical definition of sins. Let's write to the book of, let's go to the book of Leviticus. Let's grab it in Leviticus. Well, the D.F. Israel, see, right, Leviticus round chapter, Leviticus chapter 4. Let's look at Leviticus 4, verse number 13, verse number 22, and verse 27. Of the D.F. Israel, see, right, Leviticus 4, verse 13, verse 22, and verse 27.
Leviticus chapter 4. 13, 22, and 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Leviticus, chapter 4, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance,
mm-hmm.
and the sin be hid from the eyes of the assembly,
mm-hmm.
and they have done somewhat against any of the Torah instructions of Yahweh concerning things which should not be done and are guilty.
Verse 22.
22.
Uh-huh.
When a ruler has sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, his Yahweh, concerning things which should not be done and is guilty.
Verse 27.
27.
Mm-hmm.
And if any one of the common people sins through ignorance while he doeth somewhat against any other Torah instruction of Yahweh concerning things which ought not be done and be guilty.
That when you do anything contrary to the Torah instructions, right?
Yeah.
That is what, according to the Bible, is sin.
Yeah.
Let's just go make it plain for Mother D of Israel. That's 1 John 3, verse number 4. Let's just make it plain as can be.
Yeah.
Even a first grader can understand this. 1 John 3, verse number 4. So you do anything contrary to his Torah instructions, and what the Bible say is sin.
Right.
1 John 3, verse 4.
1 John chapter 3, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah. For sin is the transgression of the Torah.
Well, sin is a transgression of the Torah instruction.
Yeah.
We go contrary to Yahweh's instructions, right? That's what sin is, right? Let's write to the book of Genesis. Mother, eat Israel, see you right. Look at Genesis chapter 2 right quick. Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother, eat Israel, see you right.
Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
Number 3.
Verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the 7 days and sanctified
it. So Yahweh chose one people, right? He also chose one day, as in the 7, right? And the 7 day is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. That is Yahweh's day that he blessed, right? What else he do?
Because that in it, he had rested from all his works, which he quit. Yahweh created and made.
So Yahweh chose him one day that he blessed and sanctified. Let's see what else he say about that one day, Mother's Eve. Run to Nehemiah chapter 9 right quick. Let's see what else he say about that one day that he blessed and sanctified. The book of Nehemiah chapter 9. Mother's Eve Israel C. Roy. Then verse 7. Let's think of that verse number 12 to 14 and verse 20. Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 7. 12 to 14, verse number 20. Let's see what else he has to say about that one day, that 7 day that he blessed and sanctified mothers, the Israel of the Roy.
Chapter 9, verse 7, get down to 12 to 14, and verse 20. Speaking with them from heaven and
mm-hmm.
gave them right judgment.
Gave them right judgment.
And true Torah instruction.
True Torah instruction.
And good statutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Torah instruction.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
And made known unto them.
And you made known unto them what?
Them that righteous.
Your righteous.
Your righteous Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And
commanded.
And commanded.
Commanded.
And commanded them precepts, statutes, and Torah instructions by the hand of Moses, thy servant.
So he said he made known unto them his righteous Sabbath. Verse number 20.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
You gave also them good spirit.
You gave also your good spirit to do what?
To instruct them and
Withheld it not
your manna from them, from their mouth, and gave them water for thirst for that.
Water thirst. For their thirst. But he said he made known unto them his righteous Sabbath, right? Let's see how he dealt with them concerning his Sabbath. Let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 16. Let's see how he made known unto them his righteous Sabbath. Sister A, B, and Stevie of C. Roy. Let's look at Exodus 16, verse number 4. Let's drop down 23 through 29. Exodus chapter 16, verse number 4, verse 23 through 29. So say amen, Phoebe, of City Road.
Exodus chapter 4.
Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, 23 through 29.
Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, and 23 through 29.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And when Yahuwah saw that
Exodus 16, verse 4.
Exodus chapter 16, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then said Yahuwah unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain race every day,
mm-hmm.
that I may prove them whether they will go walk in my Torah instructions or no.
So y'all about to say, I'm going to put them to the test, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to prove me some Israel, right? Yeah. Let's see, what did he pull out of his pocket to prove them with in verse 23?
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them,
uh-huh.
This is that which Yahuwah have said.
What
do you
say?
Tomorrow is the rest of the righteous Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Unto Yahuwah. Make that which you will make today.
Wait.
And see it that you will see. And that which remaineth over, lay up for you to be kept until.
Yahweh said, whatever you got to do, go ahead and get it out the way. Verse 24.
And they laid it up until the morning. And Moses bade.
As Moses bade.
And it did not sink.
Sink.
And neither was there any worm therein.
Worm therein. Verse 25.
And Moses said, eat that today. For today is the Sabbath unto Yahuwah. Today you shall not find it in the field.
Mm-hmm.
26.
Uh-huh.
6 days you shall gather it.
So you got 6 days to take care of my business, right?
Right.
Our business, right?
Right.
Me business, right?
Right.
Yahuwah gave us 6 days. But what did he say about his Sabbath day?
But But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none.
Go ahead, read on.
27.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none.
So Yahweh say, with all this, you have the folk that want to do their own thing on is Sabbath day, right?
Right.
He said, but you can go out there, but you ain't going to find nothing.
Right.
Now let's see how serious Yahweh, how serious he had to hold this Sabbath day in the esteem, mother, Israel, see, right? Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. Let's see how serious the Sabbath day is with the Most High Yahweh. Let's do Numbers chapter 15. Mother D of Israel, be right. Let's think of that verse number 31. Let's read down to verse number 36. Mother D of Israel, be right. Numbers chapter 15. 31 through 36. Let's see how serious keeping Yahweh's Sabbath day is to him.
Numbers chapter
15,
verse 31 to 36.
Yes, ma'am.
31. Because he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his Torah instruction, that soul shall utterly be cut off.
He said that person, that individual, shall be utterly cut off. Go ahead.
His sin shall be upon him.
Mm-hmm.
32.
Uh-huh.
And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day.
So they found a man that said, hey, I'm going to do my thing, right?
Yeah.
On Yahweh's Sabbath day. Let's see what happened.
33.
Mm-hmm.
And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation.
Go ahead.
34.
Uh-huh.
And they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him.
Wait, verse 35.
35.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh said unto Moses,
what do you say?
The man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp.
Verse 36.
36.
Uh-huh.
And all the congregation brought him without the camp, and stoned him with stones, and he died as Yahweh commanded Moses.
So Yahweh declared breaking his Sabbath day, the penalty is a straight-up execution, right? He said, bring him without the camp and execute him. Put him to death. So Yahweh take his Sabbath day quite seriously. We still want to chuck and jive over here, right? We want to chuck and jive. But Yahweh have a day when you're going to judge the quick and the dead, ain't that right? Let's find it back to that Exodus, chapter 16. And let's look at 28 and 29. Sister A, B, and C, B, and C,
Roy. Exodus chapter 16, verses 28 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28, and Yahweh said unto Moses,
what did he say?
How long?
He said, look here, Moses, how long refuse you to keep my Torah instructions?
And my Torah.
Verse 29.
Verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
See you that Yahweh have given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. And let no man go out of his place on the seventh day.
Yahweh holds the Sabbath day. In 7 days, the day that he blessed and sanctified, he holds it in high regards, right?
Yeah.
And he said that there's a penalty for breaking his Sabbath day. And the penalty is straight up execution, right? Straight up death. And let's see when the death is going to kick in. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 13. Mother Israel, see you right. Let's look at Luke chapter 13. Let's think of that verse 23. Let's drop down and let's read down to verse number 30. Luke 6:13, verse 23 through 30. Mother Israel, see right. Look at Luke chapter 13, 23 through 30. Let's see when, before we read that, Mother, we got to go and see who's going to do all this good judging, right? Let's go to the book of St. John, chapter 5. Mother Israel, see right. Let's pick it up at verse number 20. 22-23 and verse 27. St. John chapter 5, verse 20-23 and verse 27. Mother Israel of Seeroy. Let's see who's going to be the one that ordered the hit. Mother Israel of Seeroy. Who's going to order this hit?
But the Father loved the Son
and
showed him all things that himself do, and he will show him greater works than these,
that
you may marvel.
Verse 21.
As the Father raises up the dead.
As the Father raises up the dead,
and quickens them.
Even
so, the Son quickens him.
Verse 22.
For the Father judges no man.
So he said the Father ain't gonna even stand in no judge, right? He said the Father judges no man or woman, right?
Right.
Go ahead,
but has committed all judgment unto the Son.
So the one that you go out to stand before the judgment seat is the Son, right? You know, the one that they think is going to be all smiles and all love and all that warm stuff, right? You say that the Father going to judge no man or woman. And I committed all judgment unto the Son, verse 23.
That all men and women should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father.
Wait.
He that honors not the Son honors not the Father, which has sent
him. 27.
27. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
So the one is going to do the judgment is Yahweh the Son, right? So let's see him get up, Brother Z Israel. Let's see when he get up, what's going to happen. Book of Luke chapter 13, 23 through 30, Brother Z Israel, C. Royce. Luke chapter 13, 23 through 30, Brother Z Israel.
Luke chapter 13. Verse 23 to 30. Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Then said one unto him.
Well, yeah. Then said one unto him what?
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Thou true that thee say, and he said unto them.
Well, he said one asked Yahweh. Yahweh. Is there going to be two, right?
Right.
It's going to be what?
Faith.
Let's see if Ezra had a comment concerning that fact, Sister A.B.'s PBS, right? About you, Second Ezra, right quick. Book of Second Ezra, somewhere around 8. And let's look at verse number 1 through 4. Second Ezra chapter 8, Sister A.B.'s PBS. Verse number 1 through 4. The sister Ezra had a comment concerning that matter. Well, somebody asked Yahweh the Son, is it going to be a few saved? So let's see if Ezra give us a conclusion of the matter. It's back in Ezra chapter 8, 1 through 4. So A, B, C, B, C, right here.
Back in Ezra chapter
8,
verse 1 through 4.
Verse
1.
Yes, ma'am.
He
answered and said, saying, the Most High have made this world for many.
Wait.
But the world to come for few.
You say, as many in this world, right?
Right.
But he said the world to come is going to be what?
For few.
It's going to be few. Verse 2.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you the similitude.
He said, I'm going to tell you a similitude. Ezra. Come on.
Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
As when you ask the earth.
He said that when you ask the earth, what?
It shall say unto you
mm-hmm.
that it giveth much more whereof earthen vessels are made.
So he said he defined this mold, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they weave these vessels like the,
right.
you know, the cups and the bowls and all that good stuff?
Right.
There's a bunch of that around the earth, right? But what?
But little dust that gold comes of.
He said, but little dust that gold come of, right?
Even so is the course of this present world.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
There be many created.
He said, there be many created, but.
You shall be saved.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
So answered I and said, swallow them down.
Swallow them down. Oh, what?
Oh, my soul,
mm-hmm.
understanding and devour with.
Ezra said, I better hold on to this good information, right?
Right.
You know, with us, you know, soon as we leave out of the Sabbath day, information that disappeared out of our brain, right?
Right?
But Ezra said, I'm going to hold on to this good stuff here, right?
Hallelujah, right?
The book of Luke, chapter 13, Mother Z, Israel, he said that, there be few that shall be saved. Verse 24. Luke, chapter 13, verse 24. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24. Uh-huh. Try
to enter in at the straight gate.
So you say you gotta strive to enter in at the straight gate, right?
Right.
Wait.
For many, I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
He said it's going to be many knocking on the door, right?
Right.
But ain't nobody going to let them in, right? Great.
When once the master of the house is risen up.
Now that's a good statement. He said the master going to get up, right?
That's right.
Right.
Who is the master
that we can read? That we can read.
Who is this master that's going to get up one day?
That we can read. What is master we can read? Bible study class. What is master that we can read? They going to get up. That we can read. That we can read. Huh? Where is this master that's going to get up that we can read?
Yeah.
Who's going to deliver that knockout blow?
Who's
going to deliver that knockout blow we can read? Once the master of the house, the family gets up, the master of this family, the master of this nation, once he get up, once he get up,
it will read some good stuff.
Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 and 10.
Hallelujah.
All right, Mother D of Israel, go ahead and read that.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 8 and verse 10. Mm-hmm. Verse 8, but be not you called rabbi, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son, and all you are brothers.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10,
neither
be you called master, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son.
But we got it in, the master is Yahweh the Son, right? Let's see if we can get a sign of wisdom there. Under the book of St. John, chapter 13, verse number 13. Mother Israel, let's see you right. St. John 13, 13. Let's see what we're working with here. Mother E. Get a sign of wisdom. St. John 13, verse number 13, Mother Israel of Seed Royal.
St. John, chapter 13, verse 13.
Verse 13 read.
What
did it read? You
call me master.
He said, look here. You call me master, right? And what else they called it?
And Yahweh.
Oh, hold on. He said, you call me master and who?
And Yahweh.
And Yahweh, right? So he had no bones about what he was called, right? He said, yeah, I was called, y'all called me Yahweh.
And
he
said, well, for the soul, I ain't.
And so he didn't shy away from it, did he? He said, look here, that's who I be, right? The book of Luke, Mother Z Israel, chapter 13, verse 24. So we know we're going to get up, right? The mass. Master is Yahweh the Son. Luke 13, verse 24.
Luke, chapter 13, verse 24.
Verse 25, Mother
Z. Mother Z, verse 25, my father.
Luke
13, verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen,
now who was his master? We might as well go on and call it like we see it, Mother Z.
Okay.
Might as well call it like it is.
When once the master, Yahweh the Son, son of the house is risen up and have checked to the door.
So he said this guy go put the lock on the door, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can get a witness to that fact. David, Peter, let's see if we can get a witness that this guy would put the lock on the door. Let's go all the way back to Genesis. Let's see if somebody put the lock on the door. Go back to Genesis, Sister David, Peter, C. Roy. The book of Genesis, chapter 7. And let's look at verse 16. See if it happened once before. Genesis chapter 7, verse number 16. So say the Ephesians, see you right.
Genesis chapter 7, verse 16.
Genesis 7, verse 16.
And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as Yahweh has commanded. And Yahweh shut him in.
And who put the lock on the door?
Yahweh
said it's going to be a time when the door is going to be locked, right? And who is the door? Who is the door? There's going to come a time when the door is going to be locked. Who is this door? Who is this door? Let's run to St. John chapter St. John 14. Let's start it there. Mother D of Israel, see you right. St. John 14, verse 6. Let's start off there. St. John 14, verse 6.
St. John 14, verse 6. Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So Yahweh the Son said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or woman cometh unto Yahweh the Father but by me. St. John 10, verse number 1. St. John 10, 1 and 2, Mother dear Israel, see you, Lord. St. John 10, verse number 1 and 2.
St. John, chapter 10, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
But
he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Verse number 7.
St. John chapter 10, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Then said Yahweh the Son unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
So who is the door?
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son, right?
What?
And we got that in writing, right?
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. The book of Luke, Mother of Israel, see right, Luke chapter 13, verse 25. Luke chapter 13, verse 25. So Yahweh hold his Sabbath day in high esteem, right? Even he said that, hey, there's a penalty for not keeping his Sabbath day. And what he told Moses was put the execution on him. Ain't that right? The book of Luke 13, verse 25, Mother Z Israel, see you, Roy.
Luke, chapter
13,
verse 25 to 30. Yes, ma'am. Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
When once the master of the house is risen, when once
Yahweh the Son, the master of the family, the nation, right?
Okay.
It's with all that good stuff in there.
When once the master, Yahweh the Son, of the family is risen up and has yet to you the door.
And he gonna shut the door, right? Mm-hmm. And you what?
And you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying,
then what?
Yahweh. Open unto us.
Open unto us, right? Go ahead. And what are you gonna say?
And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not, whence ye are.
If I don't know who you are, right? The book of Matthew chapter 13. Mother Israel will see you right. Hold that point. Matthew chapter 13. Make that a Matthew chapter 7, rather. The book of Matthew chapter 7. Mother Israel, see you, Lord. Pick it up at verse number 20, 22, 23. They say, look here. What you knocking on my door for? I don't know you. Matthew 7, 22, 23. Mother Israel, see you, Lord.
Matthew chapter
7,
verse 20 to 23.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 20.
Uh-huh. Therefore, by their
fruit, you shall know them.
He said, look here. He said, by your fruit, right? That's how you're going to be known. Verse 21. Uh-huh.
Not everyone that says unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
into the kingdom of heaven.
He said, now everyone that say unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into my kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, right? Do it. But who?
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
He said, but the one that do the will of my Father. Now, what is the will of Yahweh the Father? What is the will of Yahweh the Father? What is his will that we can read about? I said the book of Psalms. Save if he can see you right. Psalms chapter 40, verse 98. Let's see if we can define what is the will of Yahweh the Father. The book of Psalms 40, verse 98. Psalms chapter 40, verse number 8. What is the will of Yahweh?
Psalms chapter 40, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
I delight to do your will, my Yahweh.
Oh, my Yahweh, I delight to do your will. Lit. So the will of the Most High Yahweh is keeping his Torah instructions, right? That is his will. The book of Luke, chapter 13. We can look at verse number, what we leave off, Mother V. I want to keep backtracking it. What we leave off at?
You
know, on 25. All right, Mother V. 25 it is.
We did 73.
Verse 25, come on with it. Verse 25, come on. Verse 25, go on with it.
Okay.
Stand at the door and knock.
Stand at the door and knock.
Say it.
Say it. Say it. Yahweh, Yahweh, open unto us.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall answer and say unto you.
What?
I know he not.
Which he are. I know not who you are. Verse 26. And the criteria, he said, you're going to know them by their what? You're going to know them by their fruit. That's what he said, right?
Right.
Verse 26.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall he begin to say.
Say what?
We have eaten and drink in the presence.
He said, we ate and drunk in your presence. Go ahead.
And thus have talked in our streets.
He said, you were teaching in the street, right? Verse 27.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not. Which he are.
Mm-hmm.
Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity.
He said, all you that are breaking my Torah instruction, get away from me. And that's what he said?
Right.
Verse 28, come on, Mother Z.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
There shall be weeping and groaning and...
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when he shall see Abraham and Isaac and Israel and all the seals in the kingdom of Yahweh and Eve.
And you yourself
thirst out.
He said they're going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, right? Now, that ain't going to be no pretty picture, is it? Ain't going to be no pretty thing. Verse 20, where we at? 29.
Verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of Yahweh.
Verse 30.
And behold, thus
there are lads.
And behold, there are lads which shall be first, and the first.
There are first.
And there are first which shall be last.
So y'all gonna say that when the master get up, he gonna shut the door, right? We find out that the door is who, none other than the master. Ain't that right? Let's find the Revelation chapter 20. Let's get a little bit more of this. Revelation 20, Mother G.F. Israel, C.E. Roy. Let's begin about verse number. Revelation chapter 20. Let's just get to the situation at hand here. Revelation 20, let's begin about 10 through 15. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 to 15.
Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And brimstone.
Lake.
And brimstone were the beast of the false teachers are.
Mm-hmm.
And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
He said that they're going to be cast into the fire, right?
Yeah.
Lake of fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
He said they're going to be tormented forever and ever. Verse number 11.
And I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fade away, and there was found no place for them.
So he said that earth and the heaven fade away. Verse 12.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before Yahweh, and the book were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life.
Hey.
And the dead were judged out of them.
And
out of those things which were written in the book according to their works.
So he said the dead is going to be judged according to what they have fruit, right? According to their works. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were judged, every man and woman, according to their works.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Verse 15.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
So Yahweh said he's gonna judge us according to our works. So you shall know them by their fruit, right?
Yeah.
But to Revelation chapter 22, Mother Israel of Seeroy. Revelation 22, let's think of that verse number 11 through 14. Revelation 22, verse number 11 through 14, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. The book of Revelation, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Chapter 22, verse 11 through 14.
The book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 11 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
He that is undead. Let him be unjust still.
Here she that is unjust, right? He said, let him be unjust still. Go ahead.
And he which is guilty.
Here she which is filthy.
And let him or her be guilty still.
Go ahead.
And he or she that is righteous.
What it takes to make one righteous?
What
we need to do to make to be righteous.
That we can read. That we can read.
Look at Psalm 119, where we're going to.
That we can read. That we can read.
Psalm 119, 142, 144. Let's grab a couple of them and move on down the road again. 142, 144. Come on, ABFC.
I mean, 119, 142, 144.
Mm-hmm.
142.
Uh-huh.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I am the first, and I am the last. The beginning and the end.
Beginning and the end.
The first and the last.
Mm-hmm.
14. Blessed are they that do hear the Torah instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life.
They say you're blessed when you do the Torah instruction, right? Go to the book of Luke, Mother D of Israel. See if we can hear that again.
I got some.
Come on, dear.
Back up. What was you reading from again? 22 what? 13 and 14. Come back to A, B, or B, and I want to read it first one more time. What was that verse at 13 and 14? Yeah, read verse 12 again. In the same book we in, 22:12. I want to look at that again, 22:12 again. Come on, A, B, or B, 22:12. Yeah, 22:12 was read by Mother Eva, read 22:12.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me.
So he will have his what with him?
Reward.
And reward is how do you receive the reward? According to, is, keep reading, how you going to get this reward? Reward.
To give every man according to his.
Oh, so this reward is going to be given to those, man or female, according to their what?
Works.
What?
Works.
Oh, so if you don't put no hours in, you will not be in the paycheck line, right? You got to put some work in to be in the paycheck line, right? Right? Now back up to the 14th chapter and look at verse 13 of Revelation. 14:13. 14:13. You raise your voice up there.
14:13.
Revelation
chapter 14, verse 13.
Yeah.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me,
what do you say?
Right, blessed are the dead which die in Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Henceforth, you, or yes, says the Spirit.
Right.
That they may rest from their labor.
They rest from their what?
Labor.
Uh-huh.
And their work you follow them.
And they work on following them?
Their work.
And what is that in verse 12?
Here is the patience of the saints.
The saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. What's the patience of them?
Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and the covenant of Yahweh.
Oh, okay. Now back up to Matthew 16. Back up to Matthew 16. So we get some out of that one verse, huh?
Yeah.
Matthew 16. Let's back up to Matthew 16 on that A, B, or B. Matthew 16, verse 27. And most D.F. Israel have me 2 Ezra 9, verse 7, and back over to Brother Yahweh Israel.
Matthew chapter
16,
verse 27.
Yeah.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, for the Son of Man shall come in the honor of his Father,
yeah,
with his ministering spirit,
yeah,
and then he shall reward every man according to his work.
You see what the man is saying? So if you ain't putting no time in on these Sabbath days, if you ain't getting no paycheck right for the Sabbath day, he said his thing will be according to your work.
Yeah.
So if you ain't gonna have, you gotta have a pay, you gotta have some work in to get this right here, huh? Come on, Mosey of Israel.
2 Ezra chapter 9.
Listen good. A lot of audio. Brilliant.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7.
Listen good.
And everyone that shall be saved.
Everyone that's going to be saved.
And shall be able to escape.
And the only way you're going to escape.
By his work.
By your what?
By his work.
Ain't that something? If you ain't got no work, then you ain't got nothing coming. We keep telling you, if you don't keep the Sabbath day, eyeball to eyeball, six anointed cap, get in where you fit in, you ain't got nothing coming. The Sabbath day is according to thy works. Do you know the unit he came from? 1,550 miles to keep the Sabbath day. 779 hours by his chariot. 779 hours by his chariot. 1,550 miles he got there to make sure he, and brought an offering. Huh?
Yes.
So you see how you got, see how serious Northern Kingdom taking that, they was way over there in Kush, Ethiopia, you know they were using no airplane.
Right.
They had to use their feet or their chariot. That was over 1,500 miles he got there in time to keep the Sabbath day and brought Queen David's offering and everybody else's offering.
Okay.
Is that what's going on here?
Right.
Back to Brother Yahshua Israel. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Why?
Hallelujah. Why?
We're
going to
be judged according to our work, right?
Yeah.
We find out that the one is going to shut the door, none other but the sweet baby in the manger.
Yeah.
So let's be better. Because he said that the Father gave him all authority and judgment, right?
Yeah.
Let's see how he's going to be rocking and rolling when he make his moves. Let's run to the book of Luke. Mother D of Israel, C. Roy. Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Let's see what kind of shots he's going to be calling. Because we read in Numbers 15 that he gave Moses an order to put some execution down, right? So go ahead and hit him upside the head with some of them big bricks. Now let's see if this baby in the manger, you know, they say when he came, he kind of softened his bands a little bit. When he came in the flesh, right? Let's see if that's so. From Luke 19, verse 27. Did he soften his fans here, Mother D of Israel?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
But those my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them,
mm-hmm.
bring hither and slay them before me.
See, look here. You bring them right here. I want you to slay him before me. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement there, Mother Israel. Let's run to the book of Psalms right quick. Let's see what kind of haymakers he's going to be putting down here when he get up, right? Psalm 110, Mother Israel, see royal. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. 1 through 6. Book of Psalm 110, verse 1 through 6. Mother Israel, see right.
Enemies,
we just read what he's going to do with
to his enemies, right?
Right.
He said, bring him right here. I want to see you put the execution on him. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yahweh shall send the rod of the sense of Yahweh.
Hold on, brother. You gotta get that one. You gotta get that one. A little bit better than that. Sorry about those times, huh? Yahweh gonna do what?
Yahweh shall send the rod of the strength of
the rod of my strength. Well,
out of mine to do for Yahweh Judah.
He gonna send him out of Zion for Judah for Yahweh Judah. So this guy come and do Yahweh Judah, right? Go ahead. What are you gonna do?
Rule God in the midst of thy enemy.
Verse number three.
Verse three.
Uh huh.
Thy people shall be living in the day of our house.
He said, look here. Your people are going to be willing, right? In the day when you put the power out there, right? In the day of your power, go ahead.
In the beauty of righteousness.
In the beauty of righteousness.
From the womb of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thus have the youth of the youth.
Well, you ought to have plenty of strength to execute judgment, is that right? He's going to come back in his youth, is that right? Verse number four.
Yahweh has sworn, and we are not repent. I are a priest for heaven after the order of Melchizedek.
Verse five.
The Yahweh at the right hand.
Yahweh at the right hand is going to do what?
Shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath.
He said, look here. Yahweh at the right hand is going to be putting it down, right? Let's see what they're going to be crying. Mother Z. Let's see what's going to be the cry. Because he said they're going to be weeping and gnashing their teeth, right? Let's see what they're going to be talking about. Mother Z, Israel, or C, Roy? Revelation 6. Let's look at that 15 to 17. Mother Z, Israel. Let's see what's going to be the talk of the town, mother, when the good man stands up, when the master stands up. Revelation 6, 15 to 17. Mother Z, Israel, C, Roy. Misery. that shall come upon you. Come on.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Your riches and corrupted.
Your riches are corrupted.
And your garments are
moth-eaten.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Your gold and silver is
tainted.
And the rust of them shall be the witness against you.
He said the rust of that gold is going to be a witness against you.
And shall eat.
Oh, that point now. I got to pull out a precept concerning that now. He said, I got so much over here holding us, but I'm going to try to run down a few things there. But the deer of Israel is seen royal. Let's run to the book of 1st Enoch. The book of 1st Enoch, Mother D of Israel, a seed royal. Yeah, the book of 1st Enoch over there, Mother D.
I'm trying to write it down.
Okay, 1st Enoch. 1 second, let's see which one I want. I got 3 or 4 of them here, so. Let's look at 1st Enoch chapter 100. Let's look at that 1 through 9. 1st Enoch chapter 100, 1 through 10. Mother G of Israel, see you, Roy. Let that 1 through 10. Mother D of Israel will see you right.
Verses 1 through 10.
Come on.
1st Enoch chapter 100. Verses 1 through 10. Mm-hmm. Verse 1. And in those days, in one place, the fathers together with their sons shall kill one another, and brothers shall fall in death together until the stream flow with their blood.
Verse 2. Come on.
For a man shall not withhold his hand from killing his son.
Mm-hmm.
And his son's son, and the sinner shall not withhold his hand from his honor brother from drowning until sunset. They shall kill one another.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh. And the horse shall walk up to the breast, the beast in the breast in the blood of sinners.
So he said the horse is going to walk up to the breast in the blood of sinners. And
the chariot shall be submerged to its height.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, the ministering spirit shall descend into the secret place and gather together to one place.
They said the minister spirit is going to descend where?
Into the secret place.
And that, where is that secret place at? Now the minister spirit is going to descend into the secret place.
Yeah.
What can we precept that at?
Book
of Psalm chapter 91. Or the Israel of Zeroy. Psalm 91. Let's look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Book of Psalm 91, 1, 2, and 3. Mother E. Israel of Zeroy. Psalm 91, verse 1, 2, and 3. 7 and 8. Psalm 91, verse 1, 2, and 3. 7 and 8. Mother E. Israel of Zeroy.
Psalm chapter 91.
on that day, on judgment. Mm-hmm. He executes great judgment among sinners.
Verse number 5.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
And over all the righteous.
And over all the righteous.
And righteous.
Hold on. Over all the righteous, right?
Yeah.
We need to define what he means by that. Mother, who say be speaking to you right. Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. Mm-hmm. See, he said over all the righteous. Who is that group? Deuteronomy 6. Verse 25, says, Amen, be your seed right.
Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25.
How do we define the righteous?
Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall be our righteousness.
Now, he said, this is our righteousness, what?
If you observe to do all these Torah instructions.
That if we keep his Torah instructions, right?
Yeah.
Before who?
Before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So what makes us righteous is if we are keeping his Torah instructions, right?
Right.
And what makes us righteous in his eyes? Right. That's why he's going to say to a whole lot of folks, right?
Yeah.
Depart from me. I never knew you. The book of 1st Enoch, chapter 100, verse number 5 through 10, Mother D of Israel.
1st Enoch, chapter 100, 5 through 10,
mm-hmm.
verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
And over all the righteous and righteous, he will appoint guidance.
Guardians.
Guardians.
Uh-huh.
From among the righteous.
So over the Torah instruction keepers, right?
Yeah.
He's going to appoint guardians from among his righteous minister spirits. Go ahead. To do what?
To guard them as the apple of an eye.
To guard them as the apple of an eye. Go ahead.
Until he makes an end of all wickedness
mm-hmm.
and all sin.
Go ahead.
And even if the righteous sleep, a long sleep, they have nothing to fear.
He said that even if the righteous is sleeping a long sleep, right?
Yeah.
He said they ain't got nothing to fear. Now hold that point. Let's see why they ain't got nothing to fear. Mother, eat Israel, see you, right? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians right quick. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's think of that 14 through 18. Book of 1 Thessalonians 4, Mother Israel of Sea Royal, verse number 14 through 18. Let's see what's going down here, Mother E. 1 Thessalonians 4, 14 through 18. What's going down here, Mother E? Mm-hmm.
14 through 18. Okay. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14 through 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14. Mm-hmm. But if we believe that
Yahweh
the Son died and rose again,
go ahead.
Even so him also which sleep in Yahweh the Son, will Yahweh bring with him.
So those that are in a long sleep, right? He said, Yahweh gonna bring them with them. Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
For this we say unto you,
uh-huh.
by the words of the Yahweh,
go ahead.
That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Yahweh
mm-hmm.
shall not prevent them which are asleep.
So he said that we that are alive, if so be we be alive, right? At the coming of our Yahweh. He said, that ain't gonna prevent those that are asleep, right?
Right.
In that long sleep, verse 16, what's gonna happen?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For the Yahweh himself shall descend from heaven.
He said he's gonna do what?
Descend from heaven.
No. Mother, yeah. He descended from heaven, but what are you coming to do?
If they shout.
Oh, hold on, buddy. We got a preacher up there. He descended from heaven, but what move he get ready to make? in the book Habakkuk. But the Israel of the Royal, especially the book of Habakkuk. Book of Habakkuk chapter 3. Let's see, he descended from heaven, right? Let's see, what's on his agenda in the book of Habakkuk chapter 3. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. And verse number 5, 6, and verse 16. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 5 and 6. Verse 16. Let's see what move he get ready to make. Mother of Israel of the Royal. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, 5 and 6, and verse number 16. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, 5 and 6, and verse number 16. Mother of Israel of the Royal.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1. Skip down 5 and 6, and then verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Habakkuk, chapter 1. A prayer of Habakkuk.
So Habakkuk is praying, right? It's a prayer of Habakkuk, the seer. Prayer of Habakkuk, the seer. Come on.
A prayer of Habakkuk, the seer.
Upon Shigenah.
Upon Shedonah.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
O Yahuwah, I have heard
thy
speech.
So, O Yahuwah, I heard your speech. Come on.
And what a praise.
And what a praise. Great.
O Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
revived thy word in.
And revive your work.
Revive your work in. The midst of the year, in the middle of
in the midst of the year,
in the midst of the year, in the midst of the year, make known thou
in wrath,
remember mercy.
So, had a banker say, look here, Yahuwah, I done heard what you say you gonna do. But when you get to doing it, what they have with you to do, remember mercy.
Yeah.
Verse number 5, come on.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Behold.
Before he went. Before him.
With
the pestilence.
Before him with the pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
And
burning coal.
Went forth at his feet.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6. He stood and
measured
the earth.
Mm-hmm. He beheld. And did what?
And drove asunder the nations.
Go ahead.
And
everlasting mountains.
Everlasting mountains.
Was scattered. The perpetual hills
did bow. His ways are everlasting.
Verse number 16.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard.
Now, a beggar say, I heard your speech. He said, now, when I heard, what happened?
When I heard, my belly trembled.
Uh-huh.
My lips.
My lips start shaking. My lips quiver. Go ahead.
At the voice.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Rottenness.
Rottenness in it into my bones.
Now you know what Habakkuk was doing, right? You have a clue what Habakkuk was doing. It's a rottenness in it into my bones. Go ahead. And I did what?
And I tremble in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble.
Now, back to play, shoot, look here. I'd rather be 6 feet under than have to deal with this situation here, right? Come on.
When he come up
unto the people.
Up unto the people.
What are you going to do?
He will invade them with his truth.
He going to do what?
Invade them with his truth.
Hold on, let's see if we get a little bit more. So when he defends, he's going to be invaded, right?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull out another statement. If I can put it out right quick. Well, hey, I ain't having no luck with that one. I thought I could run right to it right quick, but I don't see what I'm looking for there. So I'm not going to prolong the time. Not sure what I can plug it in. I would sure like to plug it in right there. Let me see if I can pull it out. 119. That's the one I'm looking for. I'm looking for a statement he made in the book of Isaiah. Let me see if I can pull it out. He made a statement in the book of Isaiah. It would show do me good if I could put it out right there. Well, Isaiah over here looking for something.
What you looking for about a young guy in Israel?
I'm not going to. There you go right there. Just when I was going to give up, Yahweh, let me turn to it.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Book of Isaiah, David speaking to Roy. Isaiah 31, verse number 5. Book of Isaiah 31, verse 5. Isaiah 31, verse 5. What's going on with that?
As birds fly, so will the Yahweh of hosts defend.
Good for young guy, Judah, Southern Kingdom. He said, as birds fly. Now, you know when birds fly, they don't come in a small group, do they? You see, there might be 100 of them, and they be all in sync. Ain't that right?
That's right.
He said, as birds fly. So when y'all choir of hope, defend young guy, Judah.
That's right.
Southern Kingdom. Go ahead.
Defending also, he will deliver it.
Go ahead. Hallelujah. So let's go back to that first book of Enoch, Mother G of Israel, chapter 100. Let's think of that 5 through 10. Let's see if we can get through it. I ain't going to even say nothing this time, Mother G. The book of First Enoch, chapter 100, 5 through 10.
First Enoch, chapter 100, verses 5 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
And over all the righteous and righteous, he will appoint guardians from among the ministering spirits to
among the righteous ministering spirits,
to guard them as the apple of an eye until he makes an end of all wickedness and all sin, and even if the righteous sleep, a long sleep.
Uh-huh.
They have nothing to fear. And the wise men, women, will seek the truth, and they and their sons will understand the words of this book.
They're going to understand what?
The words of this book.
The words of this book.
What book?
This book.
Right.
And recognize that they're rich. They're rich.
Their
rich shall not be able to save them of overcoming their sins. Verse 7. Woe to you sinners, in the day of strong anguish. You are afflicted.
You afflicted the righteous
and burned them with fire.
And did what?
Burned them with fire.
And I think you talked about a little bit that when you see it. The Inquisition.
When you talk about that fear.
Yahoo Yahweh.
Come on now.
That's right.
You shall be required according to your works.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Come on.
Well, to you.
Obstinate
of mind.
Go ahead.
Who watch in order to
Devise
wickedness.
Good.
Therefore shall fear come on you, and there shall be none to help you.
Ooh. Verse number 9. Come on.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Woe to you sinners,
mm-hmm.
on account of the words of your mouth.
Good.
And on the account of the deeds of your hands,
mm-hmm.
which your
wildness
have caused. In
blazing flames,
burning worse than fire, shall you burn.
Now, how do you get worse than fire?
The who will burn?
You burn.
That you burn. Yeah. Call that first time. Call that out again.
I'm in. First Enoch 100.
You in First Enoch 100,
verse 9.
Yeah. So Enoch is telling you that, what he's saying again?
Says,
you read what? What did Enoch again? First Enoch, how much you read? How much you read again?
I read all the 9.
All the 9. 1 through 9. So he says, you going to burn.
Yeah.
And what is the reason in there why you going to burn? What specific stands out that going to have you to burn? This is Enoch saying. So what's in specific that you can read out of one, anywhere in 1 through 9 that's going to cause you to be burnt?
Sin.
And what is the biblical definition of sin there, Moses? 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3, 3, and 4. So what's going to cause you to get thrown in that lake of fire by coming up another way? What's going to cause it? Moses, 1 Peter. Chapter 3, 3, 3, and 4. What's going to cause
John.
You to get thrown in that fire?
1 John.
Yes.
Chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3. And every man that has this hope in him.
Yeah.
In him.
Uh-huh.
Profane himself even as he is free. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin,
yeah.
transgressed also the Torah instruction.
Uh-huh.
For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
Oh, you so sin is the what?
Transgression of the Torah instruction.
But what do we say that Moses in the Torah instruction first book in Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3? What do we say? So you mean sin is the breaking the Torah instruction?
Yeah.
So what is said in Mother Ehab, the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8, waiting on me, what is said in Torah instruction that can cause you to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire?
Yeah.
Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. Bring it. Yeah, bring your A-game. Bring some audio. The world still listening.
Leviticus chapter 23.
Last 13 minutes on the network.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying. What did Yahweh say to Moses?
Speak unto the children, family of Israel.
So, and this message is going for the whole world. Is that right, Mother Z?
Right.
Right? No, it's going for the children of Israel. This message is going for the whole 12 tribes of Israel. What message for the whole 12 tribes of Israel? Read.
And say unto them.
And say unto the whole 12 tribes of Israel.
Concerning the feast of the Yahweh.
And this is all about Yahweh's feast. Not who to your left, not who to your right. Go ahead.
Which ye shall proclaim to be a righteous
a righteous gathering.
And he said, on his day, you got to have a hell-raising gathering.
A righteous gathering,
huh? Mm-hmm. So he said, you got to have a righteous gathering on this day. Go ahead.
Even these are my feet.
So these are what I want you to do on the Sabbath day. Have a what kind of gathering? Not a hell-raising day. You don't come and concoct nothing on the Sabbath day, because Yahweh said you got to have what kind of Sabbath day?
Righteous
gathering. So if you got hell-raising on your mind, you said, I'm going to check that outside. I got 6 days to do hell-raising. Mm-hmm. On the Sabbath day, I'm coming about one thing. Gather myself together, O nation, I desire. On what kind of day it is?
Righteous
day. Come on, Mother Eve. 24, 1 and 8. A, B, and C, they have me the 31st chapter of the book of Exodus, verse 1, 12 through 18. Waiting on me.
Exodus chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 8.
Listen good.
Verse 1.
What?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses,
saying, so who talking to who?
Yahweh.
Talking to who?
Moses.
So let's see what he told Moses in verse number 8. What did he tell Moses to tell the whole family of the 12 tribes of Israel? What did he say?
Verse 8.
What?
Every Sabbath.
He shall
set it in order before the Yahweh. Being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
So now you do some of the Sabbath days.
Every
Sabbath you spring forth your life from the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. Being taken by the children of Israel. For how long?
Forever.
As long as you live, you spring forth your life from the Sabbath day. A, B, or B, Exodus 31, verse 1, 12 through 18. 31, pick up verse 1, skip down to 12 through 18, bring it. Last 9 minutes on the internet. Verse 1.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
and who's speaking to who?
Yahweh spake unto Moses.
So Moses ain't got nothing to do with this. This is Yahweh speaking to Moses, right? What he say to Moses in verse 12?
Verse 12. Yahweh spake unto Moses.
And he spoke to Moses again. Yes. What did he say to Moses? Yes. What?
Verse 13.
This message always goes to the children of Israel. The message in the Bible is to the children of Israel from Genesis to Revelation. That is the greatest mystery in teaching. The message is to the whole congregation of the children of Israel. What do we want to tell the children of Israel by the mouth of Moses? Saying what?
Truly, my Sabbath.
You both do what?
Keep.
Truly, you keep my Sabbath, Moses. Yeah. Tell them truly. Don't cameo my Sabbath day, Moses. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
For it is a sign between me and you.
Oh, so the Sabbath day is for Yahweh to understand it is the what?
Sign.
The Sabbath day is the sign, see, Royal. If you ain't keeping the Sabbath day, you don't have the sign.
Yes, right.
Gangbangers got their signs. Where you think they got it from? Yahweh got his signs for the children of Israel.
Yes.
The Sabbath day. Read.
A sign between me and you throughout your generation.
What? Go ahead.
That you may know. I am Yahweh,
that you may know on Yahweh that sanctify you. Go ahead.
Verse 14. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore.
It is Torah keeping. It is righteous to you, 12 tribes of Israel.
Everyone that defileth, it shall surely be put to death.
He said, I'm going to kill you sooner or later if you ain't got my Sabbath right. Mm-hmm. Mother D of Israel, have me First Enoch chapter 98, 8 through 12, landing wings waiting on me. Go ahead.
Whosoever
do any work therein,
that life soul shall be cut off.
He said, I'm going to kill you. Sooner or later, I'm going to kill you.
That's right.
Go ahead and read. I'm going to kill you from being around my people. You will be around the 17 nations in the fire.
Mm.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 15.
What?
6 days may work be done.
I'm giving you 6 days to tell that boss man I'm going to put some hours in.
But in the Sabbath day,
when the sun go down on Friday until the sun go down on Saturday,
it's
righteous to the moderators. Is righteous to Yahweh.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day.
If you do any work in the Sabbath day,
he shall surely be put to death.
I'm going to kill you sooner or later. I'm going to kill you for it.
Verse 16.
Let that time and a half. You have all the time and a half. That's just giving more pockets to burn when he burn you in the fire. With your time and a half in your pocket. Go ahead.
Verse 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
The children of Israel, if you know you Israel, you're supposed to keep the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
To observe the Sabbath day. Throughout your generation. For a perpetual
means everlasting, as long as you live.
Covenant.
You bring forth your life on the Sabbath day. Go ahead.
Verse 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever.
The Sabbath day is my sign
right.
Between me and you and the children of Israel for how long?
Forever. In the 6 days of
Yahweh made heaven and earth. Took him 6 days to do it.
And on the seventh day,
he rested.
And was refreshed.
Verse 18. What?
And he gave to Moses. When he had made an end of communing with him. Upon Mount.
Mount Sinai.
Two tables of testimony. The covenant. Tables of stone.
Yeah.
Written with the fingers of Yahweh.
You mean Yahweh signed it?
Yeah.
Just like you got your paycheck. Don't it look better when a man signed his name to it?
Yeah.
You know you can catch it. Yahweh signed his name to the Sabbath day. He said, YHWH, at the end of that message to Moses, he signed it, letting you know this is authentic. Keep my Sabbath, or I'm going to burn you in the fire.
Right.
Enoch 98, 8 through 12, pray.
Enoch.
A.B. or C.B. Have me Matthew 4, 12, 14 through 16 waiting on me.
This is, and this is take it to the internet close. Enoch 98. 8 through 12. Listen good. Verse 8.
What it say?
From now on, you know that all your wrongdoing that you did will be written down every day.
He said, everything you have done wrong, don't you think I ain't got a mental spirit writing it down?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you for this. unto the day of your judgment. Everything you doing when you jack your slack on Yahweh's day, he got it written down to the day he kill you and wake you back up and kill you some more.
Yeah.
Read.
Verse 9.
What?
Woe to you.
Woe to you. Disaster to you.
You fool.
What did he call you?
Fool.
Go ahead and read.
For through your folly.
Through your folly.
You shall perish.
You're going to die in your folly.
And you do not listen.
If you don't listen.
To the wise.
Until the wise is the sixth anointed captive boy up to his life. We got the gate open on every location. Get in where you fit in at before the man shut you down. But when he gonna wake you up, he gonna dash you full of fire and kick you in the rear end. Read.
So no good will come to you again against the wise.
No good gonna happen to the wise when he tell you what time is, read.
Verse 10.
What?
And now know you.
Know you.
That you are perpetual. Know that you are prepared for the day of destruction.
You are prepared for the day of destruction. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day eyeball to eyeball, you are prepared for the day of destruction. Read.
Therefore, do not hope to live.
Don't even hope to live.
You sinners.
You what?
Sinners.
Breaking the Sabbath day.
But you shall depart and die.
You will depart and what?
And die.
Go ahead and read.
For there will be no ransom for you.
There's no ransom for you if you ain't keeping the Sabbath day. Read.
Because you are prepared for the day of the great judgment.
You're prepared for the great day of the judgment.
Yeah.
For the day of tribulation.
Tribulation.
And great shame for your spirit.
And great shame for your spirit.
11. Woe to you, you obstinate of mine, who work wickedness and eat blood. Where do you have good things to eat and to drink and to be filled from all the good things which Yahweh, the Most High, has placed in abundance on the earth. Therefore, you shall have no peace. Verse 12. Woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness. Wherefore do you hope for good for yourself? You know that you shall be delivered into the hand of the righteous. And they shall cut off your neck and slay you and have no mercy on you.
Yahweh said he's going to have the righteous to slap you on the neck first, then cut your neck off.
Yeah.
Y'all, he said? Let's see what Yahweh, let's read one verse there, Mother E. One verse. 4:14. No, make it 4:16. One verse. 4:16. Luke 4:16. One verse. One verse. 4:16 of Luke. One verse.
He came to Nazareth.
He came to Nazareth.
Where he had been brought up.
And where he was brought up.
And his custom was,
he went polluted for temple
on the Sabbath day.
So the Sabbath day, you're supposed to get to the temple and hear the reed. And on that note, oh, the brother Yahweh Israel for the cross.
Hallelujah, boy. All right, now. Get up and rest and we can go tomorrow.
Yeah, now we got to get the rest to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Remember, the Ethiopian boy did? He came 1,500 miles to make sure he was on time.
Yeah,
All right, we're going to get ready for our clothes. We're going to bring in our mother's mother, the Israel, C. Rogers. Ready for your clothes, mother.
Hallelujah.
All right, Mother Z Israel, C. Roy, are you ready for your clothes, Mother Z Israel?
Savage day, and I thank Yahweh for the CEO, Brother Yahdai, and Brother T. Thank Yahweh for all the mothers and the sisters and all that it is here tonight. And thank Yahweh for without him, I can do nothing. And I'm just going to read two verses of the 20th chapter, verse 20. Yahweh hollered and hollered my Sabbath, and thus shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 21. Notwithstanding the children rebel, the children of the family of Israel rebel against me. They walk not in my statutes. Need to keep my nourishment to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to execute my anger against them in the wilderness. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And I just thank Yahweh for